Good afternoon, everybody. Today I will try to present for you the result of aquacrop simulation for full and deficit irrigated corn in semi-arid environment. And this work was done in USDARIS Bushland Laboratory. And the presentation will start with the introduction, then objective, followed by methodology. The results will include the comparison between measured and simulated yields, canopy cover, crop evapotranspiration, and soil water content, finalized with the conclusions. Supplying adequate food and fiber for growing population necessitates a good irrigation management to obtain acceptable yields and large crop water use efficiency. Computer models to simulate crop yield and crop evapotranspiration could be an important tool in planning and guiding irrigation management. The initial version of aquacrop was tested under full and deficit condition, and many studies reported less satisfactory results from the model simulation under severe water stress. And in this fact, the improved aquacrop version 4 was tested to simulate the effect of irrigation regimes on corn yield, biomass, and water use efficiency using a data set of mice cultivated on two large wing glycimeter under full and deficit sprinkler irrigation at Bushland, Texas, USA in 2013. Corn P1151 breed was planted in east-west oriented rows spaced with 0.76 meter and with a plant density about 10 plant per meter square on May 17, 2013 at the USDARS Conservation and Production Research Laboratory in Bushland, Texas. The soil was a Pullman clay loam with slow permeability, and the crop was planted in two fields, northwest and southwest field. Each field had large weighing glycimeter at the center. The northwest and southwest field were irrigated by lateral move sprinkler irrigation, and the southwest field was fully irrigated to replace the measured crop ET, and the northwest field was deficit irrigated at 75% the southwest field. And both of the field was irrigated in the same time. For the crop, evapotranspiration was measured by the glycimeter and was also calculated for any period using the soil water balance equation, and where the delta S is the change in soil water storage, measured either by weighing glycimeter or by the Netron probe. There is the sum of the run and the runoff, and P is the precipitation, E is the irrigation, and F is the flux across the lower bounding of control volume. The leaf area index was measured biweekly, and the final biomass and grain yield was measured at harvest. For the model input data, the reference evapotranspiration was calculated by the American Society of Civil Engineers standardized Penman-Montane equation for a short reference crop at 0.5-hour time steps and summit to 24 hours. The daily rainfall was calculated from mass changes measured by the lysimeter at 5-minute time step using method described by Mark Allen 2014. The irrigation amount applying during the cropping season and also in the off season was calculated from mass change measured by the lysimeter. The soil parameter for the Pullman clay loam was determined basing on the prior published data for of soil characteristics, and which include four horizons that were hydrologically and physiologically important. Concerning the crop growth parameter for aquacrop, we followed those reported by Hang et al. In 2009 and based on data from corn growing in 1994 and 1996 at Bushland. And for the canopy cover per seedling, the canopy growth and decline coefficient and the length of growth stage was determined based on the field measurement of corn ground in 2013. The relationship between the canopy cover and the leaf area index was determined based on this equation, and this relationship was derived for corn in Haas UAL in 2009. For the field measured parameter, the crop evapotranspiration, soil water content, leaf area index, and final biomass and yield was used to test the aquacrop model. and the root mean square error, the mean absolute error, the mean bias error, and the coefficient of determination R square, Wilmot index of agreement also was used to evaluate the agreement between the measured and simulated values. And to reduce the soil evaporation in the beginning of the season, basing on the field measured, this parameter was adjusted, as the readily evaporable water was adjusted to 7 mm and the soil evaporation coefficient for the fully wet and no-shed soil surface was adjusted to 1, and the soil evaporation decline factor for stage 2 during was also adjusted to 5. Also, the crop coefficient for maximum transpiration was adjusted to 1.15 basing on Halu et al. In 2006. The model was run in growing degree day, and this table shows the result of simulated yield compared to measured values. And here we can note that under full irrigation, there is an overestimation of yields with 3.9%, and for the deficit irrigation, the model underestimates the yield by 6.6%. For the canopy cover, here these two figures shows that the model give a good agreement between simulated and measured value, and especially in the development stage, and also to reach the maximum canopy cover for the full irrigation and deficit irrigation regimes. For the simulation of the daily crop evapotranspiration under full and deficit irrigation, maybe this figure will show the cumulative crop evapotranspiration shows better the difference between simulated and measured crop evapotranspiration. And here for the full irrigation, we note that the model slightly underestimates the crop evapotranspiration in the middle of the season, and for the deficit irrigation, we have an overestimation in the end of the season. For the soil water content measured in 1.5 meter, here for the full irrigation, the model relatively give a good agreement between simulated and measured soil water content for the full irrigation treatment, and an underestimation for the soil water content for the deficit irrigation at the end of this season. And this deficit and this underestimation of the soil water content in the end of the season is the result of the overestimation of crop evapotranspiration in that period. And the underestimation of the soil water content in the end of this season could be the reason of the late crop senescence simulated by the model. Here we find the difference between simulated and measured parameters. Here we find the summarize of the difference between measured and simulated parameters under full and deficit irrigation, based especially on the root mean square error and the mean bias error. And here, these results show that the model give better agreement between measured and simulated under full irrigation, especially for the soil water content, where the percentage of error are too lower compared to the value of soil water content simulated under deficit irrigation. So, as a conclusion, for the full irrigation, we note relatively small discrepancy between measured and simulated canopy cover yield, grain yield, and soil water content, and slight overestimation of crop evapotranspiration in the middle of the season. But for the deficit irrigation, we relatively note small discrepancy between measured and simulated yield and the canopy cover during the development stage. And at the end of the season, we note an overestimation of crop evapotranspiration resulting in an underestimation of soil water content. And this overestimation of ET can be the reason of the crop senescence simulated too late in the season compared to the measured value. And for that reason, we need to take care more about the simulation of the soil water content and also the crop evapotranspiration under the deficit condition. And thank you for your attention.